You're listening to Parents, You've Got This, the expert guide to parenthood.
The complete guide to pregnancy, birth, baby and parenthood. This podcast is brought to you by Parents, You've Got This and proudly supported by Mestella. Mestella is a natural origin skincare for babies and children, recommended by healthcare professionals. Mestella by Parents' Side since 1950.
Today on the Expert Guide to Parenthood podcast, we're talking all about endometriosis, which is a very common condition in women, and it can make it hard to fall pregnant or to live with the discomfort of endometriosis.
We are joined today by our fertility and IVF expert, Dr. Rachel Knight from Life Fertility Melbourne. Dr. Rachel Knight has been helping parents to achieve their dream of starting a family for more than 20 years, and she has advanced endocrinology and infertility training. She shares her insights and expertise with us today. Thank you so much, Rachel, for joining us.
Thank you, Freya. Thank you, Christy, for having me here today. It's a pleasure to come and talk about endometriosis, which is such a devastating condition for many women who do live with the symptoms of this day after day.
So let's start at the beginning, Rachel. What is endometriosis?
Endometriosis is a condition where the cells that normally line the inside of the uterus start growing in other areas inside the body. The most common areas where it grows is within other aspects in the pelvis or the lower part of the abdomen, behind the uterus, around the ovaries. However, it has been found in tissues such as skin, lung, brain, even nose, rare conditions. But it bleeds and it causes pain. So very debilitating, nasty condition.
And how common is it? How many women are affected by it?
It affects 10% of women worldwide. In the reproductive age in Australia, 1 in 7 women, girls, or people assigned female at birth are affected by endometriosis. There are 1 million people in Australia currently affected by endometriosis.
That's a huge number, isn't it?
It is a huge number. What sort of symptoms would those people have? You know, you spoke about pain and discomfort.
Yes. It's a very interesting condition and awful as well. But for some people, they're relatively asymptomatic, which means that it can be a silent, sinister condition that does sneak up on people. Up to 25% of people don't have a lot of symptoms and may be diagnosed because something else is being looked at that time. But the more common symptoms include severe period pain, other pelvic pain at other times of their cycle, pain with sex or intercourse, pain passing urine or opening bowels, and other associated symptoms, things like bloating, constipation. It can also lead to anxiety, depression, and have a flow-on effect with loss of days off work, loss of productivity, people not achieving their full potential because they're being held back by endometriosis. And of course, it's very common in patients and clients that are having difficulties falling pregnant. So when we look at our group of patients who are having trouble falling pregnant, 30% of them, almost 1 in 3, will have endometriosis.
Wow, that's a huge percent, isn't it? And it really does affect your lifestyle, as you're saying. So if it's affecting your lifestyle, is there anything that you can do to sort of alleviate that?
Yes, there are a number of ways of managing endometriosis, and it can be simple things with medication to try and address the symptoms of pain, address the symptoms of bloating, of constipation, but also to suppress periods is often helpful, as that's the peak time when pain symptoms tend to occur. Now, that can be through hormonal means. There's also surgical treatments, and it's quite common for people with endometriosis to have surgery to address their endometriosis. When we're talking about infertility. There are a number of aspects to the treatment with endometriosis. The way that endometriosis affects fertility is that it affects the quality of eggs, and it also affects the lining inside the uterus where the embryo needs to implant. And these things can be improved by either IVF treatment or by surgery. And sometimes people would have both to try and assist them with their dreams to be a parent.
So how is it diagnosed, Rachel? If someone, you know, is one of that 25% perhaps that doesn't have, you know, really strong symptoms, how is it diagnosed?
Unfortunately, because the symptoms can be quite vague initially, and because women are unfortunately led to believe that periods are painful, just put up with it. Often the delay in diagnosis is quite substantial, and studies have shown that the average delay in diagnosis is 6.5 years.
Wow.
Which is a really devastating for someone to have to live through those symptoms for that long period of time.
Yeah.
But diagnosis really depends on the clinician having a high index of suspicion that someone has endometriosis, to discuss the methods of diagnosis with their patient. Unfortunately, the gold standard for diagnosis is laparoscopic surgery, which does carry some risks in itself and is a procedure that would involve some downtime for anybody, even if it is a fairly short period of time. Other investigations that can be helpful are ultrasound, and with severe or what we call deep infiltrating endometriosis, ultrasound in the right hands can pick up 80% of those cases. And then sometimes MRI can be helpful as well in identifying areas of endometriosis.
And that's why Life Fertility Melbourne is so great, is because you really tailor your fertility health to the patient, and you've got the latest and greatest technology to be able to diagnose all of those things. But when should someone come and seek help? At what point, if they think that they might have endometriosis, when do they come and get help?
Really, if they're having severe period pain or period pain that impacts on their daily life, they should seek help from their doctor, seek investigations, or if they're having period pain in particular that's getting worse from 1 month to the next and escalating in nature, if they're having other symptoms such as pain at other times in their cycle, pain with intercourse or delays in conceiving, particularly if it's more than 6 months and associated with some period pain as well.
So if it is diagnosed, then what sort of treatments are available?
The treatments include medications, surgery and IVF. Medications can be either hormonal or non-hormonal, and both have a role and can be effective in suppressing the symptoms. Laparoscopic surgery can be effective by removing patches of endometriosis. However, unfortunately, it is an insidious disease, and 35% of people will have a recurrence within 2 years of having that treatment.
Wow.
And IVF probably provides the very best chance of successful pregnancy in patients with endometriosis.
And how does endometriosis affect your life in your lifespan, you know, falling pregnant, prior to being pregnant, and then I guess menopause as you get older? Does it change or is it always the same?
It does change over time. It is a condition that does get worse with age. It does get better in pregnancy. And in the past, people would be encouraged to conceive as it was one of the most effective ways of treating endometriosis. But of course, that's really not practical. But it does demonstrate that pregnancy itself can reduce the symptoms. And for some people, they don't ever come back quite so severe. Other people do get some relief when they stop having periods, when they go through menopause. But unfortunately, not everybody, as endometriosis during their lifetime may have produced some scarring that causes ongoing pain and discomfort, unfortunately. Mm. There are a number of support services, and anyone that has endometriosis or suspects that they might have endometriosis should look at the Endometriosis Australia website and look for information, as that is a very good source of information and support for people.
Oh, Rachel, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today and sharing so much information about this really debilitating and very common condition. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
A huge thanks to Mistela for sponsoring this episode. Did you know that Mistela is not only for babies? Mistela also has a range of maternity products like the 100% Certified Organic Stretch Marks Oil, Stretch Marks Cream, and the Certified Organic Lanolin-Free Nipple Balm made up of 100% natural ingredients and dermatologist tested. Mistela is our family's favourite.
You've been listening to the Expert Guide to Parenthood podcast. And never forget, parents, you've got this.
The information provided in this podcast is general in nature and is intended to support, not replace, a discussion with your doctor or healthcare professional. Parents, You've Got This take no responsibility for any medical decisions made by individuals based on the information provided in this podcast.
Join a Parents You've Got This masterclass today to be prepared, excited and educated for pregnancy, birth, baby and parenthood. Visit www.parentsyouvegotthis.com.au and sign up for a masterclass today.